Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome, language lovers, to an assemblage of grandiose and bombastic grandiloquence. Join us as we examine a word. Hola, my prickly pears. Thank you for joining me today as we take a trip to Mexico to explore one of the world's favorite fruits and today's word, avocado. I'm sure you're familiar. Avocado is a fruit with soft, squishy center, often mushed to make guacamole, or spread on toast with a smattering of feta, and offered for an increasingly high price by small cafe owners. The word avocado is from the Spanish aguacate, which in turn comes from the Nahuatl word ahuacatl. This Nahuatl word could also mean testicle, likely due to the similarities between the fruit and the body part in shape and appearance. This word can be combined with other words. For example, ahuacamole, meaning avocado soup or sauce, from which the word guacamole arrives. Today's English word avocado comes from a rendering of the Spanish aguacate as avogato, first written in English in 1697 as avogato pear. This was later corrupted to alligator pear, a term still used by many to describe avocados in the southern USA and the Caribbean. Some guess that alligator also refers to the likeness of texture or rough green skin of both alligators and avocados, because the first translation, avogato, sounds like advocate. Many languages reinterpreted the word avocado to share this meaning. The French word for avocado is avocat, which also means lawyer, comparable to the Dutch word avocatapier. In India, the avocado is referred to as butterfruit. In Australia, avocado is commonly shortened to avo, a colloquialism that has also become popular in South Africa and in the United Kingdom, but one that also causes confusion between the regularly used arvo, an Australian abbreviation for afternoon. Afternoon on toast, anyone? Isn't language wonderful?
Gollum has an unhealthy obsession about some bit of jewelry.
Doesn't even know this is what the precious is. Stupid therapist.
Cookie Monster's a bit of a stress eater.
Cookie, cookie, cookie!
And homicidal robots really just want their best friend back.
I know I did and said things that she regrets, but why is that my problem?
But what all these monsters really need is therapy. The podcast Therapy for Monsters finally puts monsters in the therapy chair with a real therapist. Me, Tim, your friendly neighborhood therapist. If you'd like to learn a bit and laugh a bit, check out Therapy for Monsters on your favorite podcast app.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.